USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 150 people remain unaccounted for in the collapse of a 12-story Florida condominium tower. At least five people were killed when the building in Surfside near Miami partially collapsed on Thursday. Rescue efforts have been hampered as firefighters continue to fight a blaze inside the rubble of the building. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says they are determined to find the cause of the collapse of the tower, but tells CNN that their primary concern is the search for survivors.
Buildings in America do not fall down. The only time we saw buildings fall down was in 2001. And this was eerily like that, because we had two pieces of the building fall down separately, right on top of each other, and then we had a fire that we've been fighting for days. Something was very wrong with that building, very, very wrong, and we're going to get to it. But we're not going to get to it today, we're not going to get to it tomorrow, or the next day, because we're only focused on bringing people out alive and getting them back to their family.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Federal Aviation Administration says that the number of reports it's received of unruly passenger behavior is up significantly this year. The agency saying this week that it's received more than 3,000 complaints so far and levied over $500,000 in fines for the incidents, which have included assaults on flight attendants. Transport Workers Union Local 556 President Lynn Montgomery says that the airlines and the FAA need to respond quickly and firmly to these incidents. She tells Fox News that it boils down to safety on airplanes.
You know, it's very serious. Flight attendants are the last line of defense, and we're aviation's first responders. We are the first responders that are in charge of making sure that your flight arrives safely. And sometimes the safety duties that we're performing, you're not even aware of. You don't even see it because you're used to us smiling and maybe serving you a Coke. But it's not appropriate to give you a drink and then be punched in the face. We have to have compliance. And remember, it's about safety on board the aircraft.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former employee of a Houston hospital is speaking out about her termination because of her refusal to get a COVID vaccination. Brad Bernards reports.
A former hospital technician in Texas is speaking out about being fired for refusing to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Latricia Blank worked as an ultrasound technician at Houston Methodist.
When I found out they were going to mandate it, my husband and I had a very difficult conversation. I was like, okay, do I need to go ahead and do it? I don't want to, but to keep my job, which also has insurance for our family. It was a very hard decision. I love the people that I work with and then the connection of the patient, but we both agree that it's not for us.
Blank said her concern about the vaccine is how quickly it was developed and the amount of research that was done. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the UK's health minister has resigned after being caught breaking COVID protocols. Matt Hancock, who has led his country's response to the coronavirus, resigned on Saturday after admitting and apologizing for breaking social distancing rules. He was caught on camera kissing a senior aide inside the Department of Health offices before COVID rules were eased to allow physical contact with those outside of one's household. Hancock also is allegedly having an affair with that aide. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.